I believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what? And all the things that you do. It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday? Yay! On Reinvention Radio. Alrighty, my friends. We cover a lot of ground here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Not the least of which are the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. Just whatisyourwhat.com. We've now changed everything. No forward slash anything. Just whatisyourwhat.com. So you can go there and grab a free copy of the book. Now, first and foremost, we just want to give a big hug to our very own Mary Goulet, who is not hanging with us today because she is in Minnesota with her family as her mommy passed. So our love and hugs go out to Mary. But I am hanging out with the one and only Richie Otey. What's up, babies?
Hey.
And so here on What Is Your What Wednesday, as I said, we cover a lot of ground from the book and just life in general. And, you know, one of the quotes that that I have in the book, and I claim this quote, but my wife says, absolutely not. This is not your quote. As a matter of fact, most of my quotes, she says, no, absolutely not. It's not even close to yours. You bit that off of somebody else that has been around for longer than you have been alive, times 100. So there's absolutely no way on God's green earth that quote is yours. But one of the quotes that I like is, and this is paraphrasing from it, but it's basically it sums up is this, which is wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. And so I wanted to talk about that for a minute because I moved here a few years ago from Chicago. Here I am. You've had different jobs over the years and done a lot of different things over the years, Richie, and here you are. So do you believe, let me just start with that question, do you believe that wherever you go, there you are, and everything that you are is present no matter where you go and no matter what you do? Can a location, can surrounding yourself with different people, can having a different job, can any of that really change who you are and affect who you are? This might be a little bit of a conversation around nature versus nurture, but I just wanted to start with that in terms of wherever you go, there you are. How does that hit you?
Well, there's a few things there. Wherever you go, there you are, literally, right? And so,
like, literally.
Literally.
Like, my wife has been, for 20 years, she's been saying to me, Jesus, there you are, still.
Yeah.
So physically,
there's
yes.
The literally, and then figuratively is what I think you're saying. Like
a little more on the figurative side,
So, you know, here you are and your DNA is saying you should be this thing, but you want to be over there.
Yeah.
Is there a way for you to change that? And does changing your environment and the things you do and the things you eat, I think most definitely can. And we're seeing it more every day with epigenetics, you know. You've heard different guests bring up stuff, but
and that's where you can literally change your is that epigenetics, where you can literally change the structure of your DNA or whatever we're referring to it as?
Yes. And just in general, your environment, there's a lot more things going on in how your environment affects you more than people even think. Did you hear that the thing that Tony Robbins was talking about during, like, I think it was in his book, but he was repeating it on, I want to say, Gary Vee or something like that, and he's talking about this test they did where they had this group of people and a guy walked up, I don't know, it was some sort of controlled bigger area where people are walking around, and they'd kind of hand a coffee and say, can you hold this real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd look away so they would actually grab it, like it was a way to get them to actually grab it from them. And half of these cup of coffees were hot, half of these cup of coffees were cold. And 20 minutes later, they came back, and somehow with the same group, this is the one piece I'm lacking on, not sure how they controlled the group, but they came back and they were able to go to those same people that were holding those coffees, and had nothing to do with the same, wasn't the same person, same clipboard or anything. They would have no idea it was similar, same group of people trying to conduct an experiment. And they said, here, can you read this paragraph and tell me, we'll give you $20 to tell me what you think of the main character. And they read it, and the people that had held the hot coffee 20 minutes earlier described the main character as warm and caring and nurturing. The people who had held the cold coffee 20 minutes earlier described him as cold, calculated. Mm-hmm. So just that one little teeny thing in an environment of a holding a different temperature of coffee affected someone's behavior and how they thought. So if that's just one little thing, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. What were those people smoking? Because I want some of that. So, yeah. Sorry. Well, okay. So point well taken. And to that end, you are a believer that you don't have to be the same person, so to speak, in a different environment. So let's just say, hypothetically, you have a romantic relationship with someone. And you guys are a little bit like fire and ice. You know, just it's a real feisty kind of thing. You have really big highs and you have really big lows, and it's just kind of this up and down thing, but it's the nature of your relationship. And so this person sometimes brings out the best in you and sometimes brings out the worst in you. But do you think if you then switched that romantic relationship up and went with somebody who was like positive all the time and was one of those, you know, I'm blowing sunshine out of my can all day long, and like, would you then have less lows? Would you then have, you know, would you become a better, so to speak, person who contributed in a more powerful type of way? I mean, would that relationship ostensibly change you?
I don't, again, contextual.
Would you bring that person, if you were naturally sort of a high-low type person who, you know, you have your fights. I mean, no matter how you slice it, you're just one of those people who you have your confrontation. I'm talking about myself here. But you have those confrontations. And you don't necessarily love it, but it happens. And it's what you are. And so if you have that sort of personality, do you then bring that person down into you? Or does that person have the ability to lift you up and become different
I think it's
from who
the
you
more
are.
Powerful personality usually wins. So you can go into another circumstance, but the personality, it's kind of why you say, oh, they didn't make you feel that way. You let them make you feel that way.
Yeah.
You gave them your power, or whatever the terminology is.
Right. You gave away your power. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
right.
Same thing.
Uh-huh. And Kelly's saying Confucius said that. Wherever you go, there you are, or something similar there. And of course, and there I go. But of course, I consider myself to be every bit as smart as Confucius.
He read it on Fortune Cookie. Anyway.
Well, yeah, or maybe he, maybe in a past life, I had told him that. And then he wrote it down, and everybody's like, yeah, Confucius said that. But it was actually Steve Ulscher in a past life. That's my story anyway, and I'm sticking to it. So wherever you go, there you are. So in other words, let's think about it from this standpoint. So if you have a job, and it's a job that you just you do, but you don't really love doing, and someone else comes in as the boss who tells you what to do in that job, do you think that that job gets any better for you based on the boss, or just because of how you're wired, it's just not your thing? So in other words, can the person make a difference, make an impact on the circumstance that you're facing?
So in general, why I say contextual is because it depends on the personality of the person. So some kid might get challenged when he's trying to learn how to play baseball and keeps missing the ball and gets inspired because, you know,
he wants to hit that dang ball.
And whatever, she, whoever. And then some, you know, will get frustrated and, you know, they'll just instantly think, I can't, I suck, and they, you know, go the other way. So,
and they take that bat and they run off and they just start slamming people with it.
You know, and then maybe they're...
That's a little extreme, but yeah.
But you never know. But I mean, sometimes when they go over to that other thing, maybe they take that bat and they... And that might lead them to now they started a demolition company.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's a really good idea, by the way. We could just, you know, like the Warriors.
People, yeah, you take
not the Golden State Warriors, the movie people, the Warriors. Yeah.
Yeah, now you start a company with a bunch of frustrated people
that go out to see. And so you leverage how they're naturally wired.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You still use it in a positive way, but it's contextual still. You gotta have self-awareness, know how you work, and then put systems and procedures in place that help you work the way you're naturally wired.
And
but you can put yourself in circumstances that change the wiring too.
And potentially maybe put yourself in a situation where you learn enough about who you are that you know that certain people or certain environments do not go hand in hand with how you are naturally wired. So wherever you go, there you are. If you keep putting yourself into that circumstance, that you know, if that doesn't work for you in one realm, it's not going to work for you in a similar realm by any stretch of the imagination, right? So, certainly something to think about in terms of maybe the wherever you go part just needs to be looked at a little bit more closely, because it's not who you are that it's a bad thing. It may just very well be circumstantial, contextual, and part of the environment that doesn't suit you well and complement who you are. All right, my friends. Well, wherever you go, there you are. Something to think about. And remember, you can grab a free copy of my book, What Is Your What, at whatisyourwhat.com. We'll talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio and What Is Your What Wednesday. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.